Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We are following developing story, again, circulating Charlie Kirk's assassination. A student now has been expelled after a viral video showed her at Texas Tech University.
18-year-old Cameron Giselle Booker was charged with assault after the incident on campus where students had gathered to mourn the loss of Charlie Kirk, who was assassinated last week. Booker appears to chant a celebration of Kirk's death and then was involved in a confrontation with two different people.
I'm not emotional, ma'am. Don't tell me what I am and what I'm not. You can get out of my face because I can tell you what you are, but you won't like it.
You're being aggressive.
I'm not being aggressive. My voice is very calm.
Aggressive.
You're calling me aggressive because I'm a black woman.
Not at all.
You are. We're not.
Governor Greg Abbott took to social media saying she picked the wrong place to taunt the death of Kirk. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Texas Education Agency is going after teachers that post negative things about Kirk. They're reviewing 180 complaints. Zeph Capo is the president of the Texas AFT, says the TEA commissioner Mike Morath's on a witch hunt.
He's trampled on people's rights to have some level of due process, and frankly, rather than being a public servant that is apolitical, has decided to take gasoline and pour it onto a political fire and light the match.
In a letter, Morath warned superintendents that teachers that post or shared content would be referred for investigation for possible violations of the teacher's code of ethics.
Got something to say? Tap the microphone on the KRLD page in the Odyssey app and send us a voice message.
We have a travel advisory, and it's going to be a pretty big one heading into Arlington. We'll tell you about that coming up at 5:08.
I see some subtle weather changes. I'm NBC5 Chief Meteorologist Rick Mitchell. I'll tell you when to expect temperatures to come down a bit and rain chances to go up.
Fly Southwest Airlines to Europe. Not today, but it is in the plans. I'm Russell Scott. Hear comments from Southwest CEO coming up.
Good afternoon. I'm Kristen Diaz here with David Rankin. We're broadcasting live from the Milestone Plumbing AC and Electric 24-hour Breaking News Center. A new Texas law allowing prayer and Bible readings in public schools appears to be the next legal target of civil rights groups.
The ACLU of Texas has gone after the state's new Ten Commandments law in federal court, and Senate Bill 11 is expected to be next. It was authored by State Senator Mays Middleton.
Senate Bill 11 authorizes school districts to adopt a policy to provide for a period of prayer and the reading of the Bible or other religious texts during school hours.
In a statement, the ACLU of Texas calls this a blatant violation of the First Amendment that could lead to religious coercion. ACLU attorney Chloe Kemp.
That is one that we're keeping an eye on, especially as we're in this window where school boards have 6 months to vote on whether or not to establish this prayer period and exactly what it will look like.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Southwest Airlines keeps looking at expansion. The CEO says they're looking to go international more.
This is the last call for passengers traveling to Rome due to leave.
Don't get excited yet. You're not going to hear that anytime soon out of Love Field. But Southwest CEO Bob Jordan did tell a Morgan Stanley Investors call that Southwest would like to expand long-haul service into Europe. And allowing third-party booking, he says, has really helped the bottom line.
With Expedia and Priceline and Google Flight Search and Skyscanner and right here, sitting here today, Expedia is about 5 points of the business on its own, and about half of that 5 points are customers that we don't think we would have seen but for Expedia.
Experts say if they get those international flights, that would provide Southwest with a high-margin revenue stream. In Dallas, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And speaking of airlines, today kicks off Hispanic Heritage Month, and Spirit Airlines is celebrating with a special flight deal to cities rich in Latin culture, they say. From now through September 22nd, travelers can book one-way fares starting at just shy of $55. Destinations include Miami, San Antonio, Tampa, Los Angeles, New York, and San Juan, Puerto Rico. Each city offers its own flavor, of course, of Hispanic heritage, they say, from salsa dancing in Little Havana to strolling old San Juan's cobblestone streets. The limited time offer is good for travel between October 15th and November 19th with no blackout dates.
OT Cowboys insider Bobby Belt with 105.3 The Fan. He's with us in studio right now to talk about this.
That was one of the more wild football games that this team has played in the last decade, maybe 20 years. Constant back and forth and uncertainty. And it was a game that started out just being really, really ugly. But being able to get that second half with some of the entertaining back and forth, but entertaining back and forth usually means there are sincere problems with your football team, and they certainly showed some of that yesterday.
I think it was Bill Cowher after the game said there was 1,000 yards of offense in that game, and when there's that much offense, there's not much defense.
And the Cowboys certainly didn't provide that. They were beaten over the top consistently by Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, who was almost benched this week, now looking like he was back to his Super Bowl like MVP candidate self. But they've got a lot of problems now in that secondary that they've got to address, and some issues on the pass rush that they got to address. And it'd be nice to have Micah Parsons right about now.
And in Denver and in Pittsburgh, they're looking at Russell Wilson yesterday and going,
where was that performance?
And you'd love to play Dallas 17 weeks, that's for sure. You'd love to be against that secondary 17 times in a row.
All right, so which is the real Cowboys? I mean, they look pretty good against Philadelphia. I was impressed with a lot that they did. Yesterday was just it seemed like a completely different team.
Yeah, I think defensively, they've kind of shown you who they were. Week one, in the first half, they could not stop Philadelphia. And then they improved in the second half. But then yesterday, they couldn't stop the Giants. So, I mean, we've seen 6 out of 8 quarters defensively. They just have struggled a great deal. And yesterday, they didn't have their top corner, Deron Bland. They'll be without him for a little bit. So that's indicative that they've got some issues on the defensive side. Offensively, I don't know. They did not trust their offensive line to block things up against the Giants because they were trying to just quick strike, get the ball out, do some different things. I still think offensively this is a good football team. But they have some genuine questions, particularly at the tackle spots with Terrence Steele and Tyler Guyton, as to how effectively they can protect Dak Prescott.
I think in hindsight, I should have seen a tighter game than most of us expected. The Giants, super motivated after that beating they took against Washington. Their fans and the media in New York were letting them have it. They had something to prove yesterday.
Yeah, they did, and super motivated, and Brian Daboll is probably disrespected as a play caller and a play designer. But also at the end of the day, you look at it and go, you can be as motivated as you want. That's a bad football team. I mean, even still yesterday, I didn't come away impressed with the Giants. I came away going, okay, Dallas might not be as good as you think, because this is still a Giants team that, if you include the penalties that were dismissed or offsetting or whatever else, they committed 21 penalties yesterday. Yeah, that's 6 on the opening drive. Honestly, Russell Wilson just had all day to stand back there and go, oh, yeah, I've seen cover two my entire life. I know exactly where to put this ball. So, I think that they didn't just force the Giants to have to block things up. They didn't do enough to really confuse Russell Wilson, and they didn't do enough to really attack the Giants secondary. So I had some game plan issues with them yesterday, but it's a little bit concerning coming out of here with just a 3-point victory.
I know they're going to get a little help on the pass rush side of things. Jadeveon Clowney apparently has been signed. Does he have a lot left in the tank?
You know, he was obviously the number one pick out of South Carolina years ago. And fun fact, actually, Jadeveon Clowney and Brian Schottenheimer, your head coach, both played for Steve Spurrier. That's the kind of gap we're talking about here. But Clowney he's never been like a top tier pass rusher. He's been really, really solid, but he was never a guy who registered a bunch of sacks. He's always been an elite run defender and a good pass rusher who's now kind of a solid pass rusher. But yeah, he'll be somebody similar to what they've had with DeMarcus Lawrence in recent years. Went out there, got it done yesterday. Jerry talked about it after the game, just kind of dropped it in randomly, said we got Clowney. And so they clearly have issues that they want to fix, and Clowney should be able to help.
And the most important question after the game yesterday, what is Brandon Aubrey's contract status?
Yeah, he is a restricted free agent at the end of the year.
Boy, they better get it done.
Yeah, we'll have Jerry tomorrow on 105.3 The Fan, and we'll have to ask him, you know, you've got Tyler Smith's deal done, so he's next, right?
Whatever.
But yeah, he is, he's incredible. He's, over the course of his career, field goals from 43 to 60 yards. Now he is 39 for 40.
So
that's incredible.
You in the tunnel after the game, and you got video of this. You had James Houston walking alongside Brandon Aubrey and saying what exactly?
So he was he had some colorful language in there, but basically was trying to describe something. This is a new teammate of his who's telling Oso Digizua. He said, "I was not familiar with this man and what he was capable of." He's like, "Now I see. All we got to do is we got to get the ball to the 50, and we're good. We're scoring points." And
that's
how everybody feels. Brian Schottenheimer said yesterday he thinks the range is about 70 yards, which is ridiculous.
That 64-yarder, that would have made it from 70.
Yeah, as long as it bends the right way and it doesn't track off the side at all, yeah, that had 70 distance.
Incredible.
Good Lord.
All right, Bobby, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for stopping by. Bobby Belt, Cowboys insider at 105.3 The Fan with us. Cowboys win it 40-37 in overtime. Back and forth it went in the fourth quarter. That was just a crazy game.
You know what? We were talking about that. You know, the field goal they got to midfield. And I'm just thinking, okay, I think they had one timeout. It was like 15 seconds or whatever it was in the fourth quarter.
And he ran it up the middle.
Yeah, I thought, well, wait a second. Throw it. Get some more yardage. Nah, we're good.
No.
He'll nail it.
64, no problem.
And I will say this. When he came in, I was confident he was going to make it.
I was, too.
I was like, well, we're going to overtime. And then in overtime, I just like, get him a shot. And he did.
He did. It's out of Florida.
Of course.
Of course. Where a woman got into a fist fight with an alligator.
Oh, wow.
Trying to save her dog.
This is a crazy story. The woman says she took her 4-month-old pup Dax for a walk behind her house north of Tampa. They were strolling along a stagnant creek, which was covered in water moss, giving perfect cover for the predator. The woman says all of a sudden a gator grabbed Dax's collar, dragged him into the water, and that's when she went into fight mode.
The alligator had him by his air tag and drags him. And I just punched and punched and punched, and I punched him in the eye enough that he kind of let go, like he unclamped a little, and I pulled out, but his teeth were like here and just drug down my arm.
Crazy, right? So the woman was bitten during the attack, but is now recovering. Thankfully, trappers and FWC officers, they were called in and caught that 5-foot gator.
All right, now, I love dogs.
I know, but...
But would you go in if the gator snatches the dog and drags him in?
It depends on the size of the gator.
Yeah,
like this was a 5-footer.
Yeah, that's not too big.
Maybe, I'm going to go do that, but...
But just jump in there, and I love dogs.
It's one more reason why you're never going to see the Rodgers moving to Florida.
No,
you're
not going to fight off alligators?
No. I think that's crazy. How about this? Here's a story that should answer the question as to whether we're wound a little too tight these days. There's an elderly woman in suburban New York City.
This is an easy one.
Is in jail.
Okay.
Charged with shooting her next door neighbor in the face with a flare gun.
Oh.
The lady has a menacing message for her neighbor.
Didn't think I'd do it, huh? Did you?
Do what?
Out of nowhere, she opens fire and hits her neighbor in his face with a flare gun.
Idiot.
Enraged, the elderly fellow lunges at her and slams her to the ground.
Idiot! What the is wrong with you?
The woman with the flare gun was identified as 76-year-old Kathleen Schumann. She was literally put in chains and placed in a paddy wagon.
This is the same type of flare gun that was used in the shooting. Now, they can be great during an emergency situation, but they can cause serious damage when used as a weapon.
The neighbor who was hit, Richard Catrone, suffered a giant burn to his face. This woman lives in between the warring neighbors on Long Island. She does not want to be identified. She says the long-standing feud is over their pets.
What do you think she was trying to do?
Kill him. She said so.
She was trying to kill him.
She said those words. I should have killed you. I meant to kill you.
Another neighbor saw the action from her apartment.
I just couldn't believe it. I saw the flare. Because from my window, I heard a loud bang. These things should not escalate to the point that you feel like you have to shoot somebody in the face with a flare.
You gonna let that dog poop on my yard?
Yeah, how about a flare gun to the face? I like flare guns could be great in emergency, but not
however,
when shot in the face.
You shoot someone in the face at point-blank range.
Yeah.
Schumann, by the way, the woman, 76, she's pleaded not guilty.
Even though everyone saw it and the guy's screaming.
There's video.
Yeah, the All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.